Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the weather is quite something this morning. The Weather Service says travel near impossible, and they're not kidding. Driving in this morning at about 10 miles per hour was what it took to get here as safely as I could. I want to warn everyone, it's not worth it today. Just stay put.
No, that's a great idea. The weather outside is frightful, but this time it isn't a cute song. It's real. It's frightful. And, you know, we'll get through it. But it's just one more sign of how terrible this can all be weather-wise. It's amazing. So we're talking about a lot of snow.
And it gets political. Lest anybody think the weather isn't political. It is.
We know that John Lindsay was a victim back in the day because he didn't get the snow out in Queens. And people always need somebody to blame, we know that. So if you're going to get one of these frightful storms, whoever the politician on duty is going to be subjected to, why did they do the street over there but not mine?
Right. Well, the other situation that's happening right now that is terrifying is the COVID-19 virus. The U.S. has had its deadliest day of the pandemic so far. 3,700 people die in 24 hours, a record 113,069 hospitalized, and 250,000 more people are infected as vaccine shipments are held up across the country. We also see that in Washington, close but no deal, near on COVID-19 economic aid bill, governors are raging over a stimulus snub, particularly Governor Andrew Cuomo, who says he's facing a $15 billion budget gap, slamming the news that the much-anticipated federal stimulus package will not include a bailout for local governments. He's accusing Washington of abandoning the states, hyper-political parochialism will bankrupt the state and worsen the burden of responding to the pandemic. Why this political theater when people are hurting?
Well, you know, you got a president sitting there, and everything is personal with him. Andrew Cuomo wasn't nice to me. I'm not going to be nice to Andrew Cuomo. However, he's forgetting something, and that is that there are a lot of Republican governors out there who need this help desperately for their states and their localities, and it just needs to be done. We do know that Mitch McConnell is concerned about things Republican, like making sure that if somebody does something bad, they can't be sued. So for some reason, this thing, it's like Roadrunner. It keeps coming up to the edge of the cliff, but not quite going over. And it just shows you that there are an awful lot of politicians who just don't give a damn. I think in the situation with Andrew Cuomo, this has been something that was clearly anticipated from the very beginning, which is that Joe Biden's the president. A lot of this will get fixed. A great deal is going to have to do, David, with what happens in Georgia. And those polls, and we all know that polls can be inaccurate, show, you know, a 1-point, a 2-point difference. Sometimes the Democrats are leading, sometimes the Republicans are leading. Joe Biden has to make a decision here, and this is where he's going to get measured in terms of how tough he is. He's gone down to Georgia. He's made it clear how important these elections are, whether he'll be able to move ahead or not. In his case, he has to tie the Trump people to the Republican senatorial candidates, and that shouldn't be that hard to do. On the other hand, they defeated Trump in Georgia, but not so much the other people who are running for political office, who are Republicans. And so it's a real balancing act for Joe Biden, but I think he's doing the right thing. He's making it clear, if the Senate can go Democratic, he can have his way, and why would you vote for me if you won't let me do what I need to do?
Most of the Republicans that were questioned, now that they've accepted President-elect Biden's win in the election, they would not admit to any mistake in sticking with Donald Trump until the bitter end. We even see Senate hearings elevating baseless claims of election fraud. Does this become the new normal in future elections?
Well, remember, you got a very strange president of the United States right now. Mitch McConnell, his great ally, is now his enemy. Barr, the attorney general, is now his enemy. This guy can turn on a dime, and Republicans know that for whatever reason, the rank-and-file Republican voter in this country are for Trump, and these politicians know it. Sometimes you just have to be as responsible as you can be. I think McConnell is interesting now in that he really has made it clear that this nonsense with Trump saying that he was elected is not true. And that, of course, has ticked off Trump mightily. And the same thing with Barr, his erstwhile attorney general, who could not stop doing everything he was asked to do by the president, has now alienated the president. So what do you got? You got a president who's afraid of leaving office because he knows what's coming, and it will be coming, and he will not have those absurd protections he's enjoyed as president of the United States. Here's a guy who said he could shoot somebody in Fifth Avenue and the voters wouldn't react badly to him. That's right. And so they know it. So now it comes to the point where you look in the mirror and you say, what kind of person am I? What kind of an American am I?
Well, there was joy in Mudville yesterday, Alan. Willie Mays will add some hits to his record. Monty Irvin's big league batting average should climb over 300, and the great Satchel Paige may add nearly 150 victories to his total. What are your thoughts about the MLB reclassifying the Negro Leagues as major league? About time, huh?
Damn near about time. If you think about it for a second, David, we know that segregation is one of the most abhorrent things that America has ever had. And the fact that we had a Negro League and that you couldn't play in the major league just indicated that some of these incredible baseball players were denied their place in the record books, were denied their place in American history and in baseball history. And as you say, it's damn near about time.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Again, folks, this morning, it's dangerous out there. Do not travel if you absolutely don't have to.
It really is a tough time. What with the pandemic and everybody worried about that, and the economy and everybody worried about that, and this on top of it. Whew.